There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, that is us. Good evening, everybody. Rich Hornberger, Arnie Spanier, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Sitting in for the guys tonight, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon, as we get into the Thanksgiving season. By the way, big Thanksgiving plans. A lot of people at your reunion or what there, Rich?
Yeah, you know, we're going to do a patio party. We got about 15 attendees doing Thanksgiving with the in-laws. And, you know, it's really a no fuss, no muss Thanksgiving because everything, including the turkey, is being ordered out. You know, so this is truly like a catered-in Thanksgiving day. You know, where you kick your feet up and you just enjoy the normal trappings of a usual delicious feast without all of the dishes and all of the labor and the sweat over the oven. What are you doing?
I'm up here in Vermont. This is year 8 now. I've been in Vermont, and we finally have our family coming to visit us. So we have about 18 people in town. We'll have a big Thanksgiving feast down at my in-laws, my sister-in-law's, which is about an hour from us. And then we're going to host some type of party on Friday. I still don't know what it is, but I'm sure my wife will tell me sooner or later.
Yeah.
And, You know, I have to order some pizzas and stuff like that instead of having turkey. So we'll have a first time they're all in Vermont. So, and we're getting a little snow on Friday and everybody's freaking out. What are we going to do? How are we going to drive? We better not go out. I said, listen to me. If you think you're going to stay in the house every time it snows, you're going to be in the house for a long, long time until April comes around. I promise you that.
Yeah.
You got to go out in the snow. I bought some gnarly big old tires to get through the snow and stuff like that. But yeah, if you think you're going to stay at home because you want to hide from the snow, that ain't going to come. You played for the Patriots. You must have had some good snow games, did you not, or what?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I want to say it was... I think it was my rookie year. We played the Titans in after a crazy blizzard. Like, there were snow drifts as tall as, at the time I was living in an apartment in Foxborough, as tall as my second story balcony. And we play against the Titans at home. And I believe they allowed prisoners from a local county jail to come out and shovel for some dough. Like, you know, it was wild. Like, they had inmates come out in the orange jumpsuits and pick up shovels and help dig out.
Is that the same inmates that drive the snowmobile to carve a place to kick the field goal for the Patriots?
No, this is a different game, but same idea.
Different convict, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we shut out the Titans that game, you know, scored like 50 on them. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So snow game. I like playing in the snow. I've always liked playing in the snow.
What about definitely cold? There must be any real, real cold ones?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. Okay, my senior year at Penn State.
Oh, gosh.
We were an undefeated football team. We had three games left to play. We had Iowa, then we were going on the road to Bloomington to play against Indiana, and then we were going to finish our season at home against Michigan State. So we had three more to stay undefeated. We go to Iowa, Kinnick Stadium, you know, late November game.
Great place.
The howling wind, temperature, I believe it was like minus 15 at kickoff, and it only dropped from there. I've never been more uncomfortable in my entire life playing
football.
Did you
go out with the short sleeves, or you put a long sleeve underneath?
Short sleeves, you know, and I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't believe in, like, you know, the machoisms of yesteryear, but I wouldn't do it. And then at the time, so Joe Paterno was the head football coach for Penn State, and at the time, and he did this for years and years and years, he had banned the use of heaters, heated benches on the sideline at all of our games, whether we were home or on the road. I mean, it's cold at Penn State, but it's cold on the road a lot of places around the Big Ten. So you had no heaters available to you. Guys were – our punter, I remember our punter was literally hiding inside of a storage trunk on the sideline behind our benches trying to keep his legs warm before he would go out on the field. It was pandemonium. Needless to say, we had an unseasonably warm game against Indiana the next week after that loss to Iowa, and we pounded Indiana. And then we came home, snow game, Michigan State. First time in my career there were heaters on the sideline. Iowa loss changed his mind.
Now, if you didn't have heaters, would the other side have heaters? Was it up to each team or no?
Yeah, so if we were home, if you hosted a team, you had to offer heaters, and if the team accepted, they'd have them. And same with Iowa. Like, you know, Iowa had heat on their sideline, and they offered us if we wanted, and Joe says no. Joe said the whole idea.
Come on, Joe.
The whole idea was he didn't want players congregating around the heaters. He wanted them paying attention to the game. And I mean, that was the theory. It did not work that night in Iowa.
Oh, I could imagine. That's a great place to go play. That is unbelievable. Yeah, I don't think. And plus, it must just hurt like hell when you're banging helmets and at minus 15 degrees. You know, got to be killing you.
Oh, your fingers. That's the worst part. Is you can't get your fingers warm. And so, as an offensive lineman, when you're trying to like smash your hands into the chest plate of one of these defensive linemen and grab cloth, like your fingernails feel like they're going to crack in half. Like, it's just, dude, I mean, there was never. So we were a one loss team, and instead of being considered national champs, we went to the Rose Bowl that year, played against USC, and got our brakes beat off by Mark Sanchez and Pete Carroll and company. They just rolled us.
You didn't pull like those, put those portable heating things in your hands or something like that?
Oh, I tried.
Like they
everything.
Do in skiing and stuff like that, or no?
I tried everything. I put those things in my cleats at one point. I mean, every advantage. I was looking for anything to stay. You couldn't stay warm in that. You know how Midwest cold gets. It's just, it cuts right through you like a knife.
Yeah, I'm in Vermont. I know how cold it gets. Trust me on that. I know how cold it gets. You know, we talked about some of the college football games coming up this weekend. First of all, there's a ton on Friday. It's like a full day. It's like a regular day. But Ohio State at Michigan's going to be on Saturday. First of all, the Big Ten, they needed this.
Yeah.
They needed to bounce back in a big way because they were close to becoming what the Pac-12 is right now, and that's almost irrelevant. I mean, almost an afterthought. They needed these big games, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State. Penn State's been losing as of lately, but this is a monster game. Michigan keep this close, or Ohio State could have run away with this one?
You know, I early in the season, you know, and I realize that this game is safe for late season for obvious reasons, but early in the season, if you saw Michigan on the schedule, you would say, oh, you know, that's interesting. I mean, potentially we could say Ohio State struggle here, but I don't know if you've been seeing the box scores from some of these Ohio State Buckeye games, but they are just pounding lately. I mean, they took it. I mean, so Mel Tucker, head coach for the Michigan State Spartans, gets broken off with that $95 million 10-year contract, and then he gets taken to the woodshed by
big time.
Holy cow, 56-7 pounding. I mean, Purdue, who's in the top 25, they lose 59-31 to the Buckeyes. I mean, the past 2 weeks alone, they've scored 100 points plus, you know, it's just, so I don't know. I mean, like, it really comes down to, can Michigan's defense stop this Ohio State juggernaut offense? And I think the answer is no. I mean, could they stumble? Potentially. I sort of feel like the Wolverines are banking on an injury. You know what I mean? Like missing somebody important, and then maybe they can play it even, but you know, unless you can find a way to get Ohio State to play left-handed somehow, this could be a blowout victory for Ohio State.
Were you shocked when I gave you the line, or did you know the line? Because, like I said, Ohio State opened up as a 6-point favorite. It is now up to -8. I thought it was going to be like 14 or 15 when this line first came out.
Well, You know what's interesting? I think the rivalry factor scares people off. Like, I think there would be a lot of people, like, say Michigan was playing Northwestern or an Iowa, you know, who can be a tricky opponent, you know, definitely in the Big Ten. I think people would see a line like that and they would go after the favorite and they go after it hard. But because it's a rivalry week, I think they're figuring the public, because we know how these lines are made. Handicappers look at the team, certainly, but they also look at public sentiment. And I think when it's a rivalry week, you know, they back off putting a double-digit spread on a game like this. Otherwise, I figure the line would open at -10, -10.5 for Ohio State, but rivalry week, so you put it lower.
What about Alabama-Auburn, the Iron Bowl? Remember, at one point, this was like one of if not the biggest rivalry in all of sports. Everybody, that's just not a regional thing. Everybody would tune in to Alabama-Auburn. Alabama can't get tripped up again. They can't have another loss, and that's including, I believe, the SEC championship. But I don't think they're going to get tripped up here. Could be a close game, but I like Alabama in this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you know, Roll Tide, right? They've got to be huge favorites. I haven't seen the line on this one, but I can't imagine them being less than a 15-point favorite over Auburn. I mean, this is a Tigers team who's lost 5 games overall. They're 3-4 in conference play. I mean, the Cam Newton's not coming out that tunnel to save you. You know, this ain't like the Carolina Panthers where you can pull Cam off the scrap heap, you know, from free agency and sign him for a game. You know, you got to roll with the guys you brought to the dance. And I just don't think there's enough on that sideline to compete with Nick Saban's crew. And it's amazing. You know, you figure they lose their starting quarterback, Mac Jones. They lose.
By the way, it's 19.5. Alabama favored by 19.
Oh, there you go.
Half.
Yeah. It had to be at least 15. I mean, they're just so good this year. And like you said, they did have that. Who did they lose against? I'm trying to remember now. Oh, let me look at their record. Oh, it was A&M, Texas A&M. Yeah. You know, that was a close game, but, you know, they somehow, the Aggies pulled it out at home. Huge win for them. But yeah, I mean, since then, again, another team that's just been, you know, rolling opponents lately.
Well, the LSU game was a tough game for them. The Arkansas was a 7-game too. But the LSU game was a game they could have been tripped up. This is not the typical Alabama Alabama team as it's been the last couple of years. They're not going to steamroll just about everybody out there. And I'm curious to see how that Georgia game is going to play out. I still like Alabama, but there can't be any more trip-ups if they want to go to the 14. But by the way, I'm ready for the 12-team playoff. I'm ready to get at it next year. If they want to put it in next year, let's get going. Let's get this thing in there, you know?
Yeah, no, the 12-team postseason in college. Look, you know what? I was actually talking to our producer, Justin, about this earlier today. You know what I'd be in favor of? I would be in favor of them expanding the playoffs all the way out to 68, just like college basketball.
Oh, now we're getting crazy. Now, but follow
me here. You know, who says no to a 68-game postseason? You just have all of these teams play 10 regular season games. And then, you know, in the first two rounds, you know, that's basically, I mean, look, more than half of FBS football is going to be in the postseason then. So those first two rounds of the postseason will almost feel like the final two games of the regular season for those who win in advance, because you'll play them on the campus of the favorite, right? You know, the better seeded team. And then your bowl circuit begins in the Sweet 16. You know, and so all of these bowl game requirements and sponsorships will be satisfied as you whittle your way down from 16 to 8 to 4, and then your finals. You know, I think, you know, why stop at 12? Let's replicate what's done and make this thing. I mean, can you imagine?
It'd be like 6 weeks long.
It would be incredible.
No more of that baloney pool-in weed eater bowl, but that thing hasn't been around forever anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. none of that baloney.
The tough turtle turf, you know, Bahama bowl or whatever, yeah.
What bowls you went to?
Actually, my redshirt freshman year, we went to the Orange Bowl. My redshirt sophomore year, we went to the Outback Bowl. Redshirt junior year went to the Alamo Bowl, and then my final season we went to the Rose Bowl, so not too bad.
The Alamo Bowl, probably the worst of the bunch.
Yeah, got to play against Texas A&M.
How was the swag? Good stuff?
Yeah, we got some cool things. You know, I kept the rings, I kept the watches that you get for wins and, attendance, and I'll give them to my kids one day. I don't even know where I put them, but they're somewhere.
You want to get in at Ortenberger? I'm at Stinkin' Genius 1. We'll get back. Who's number one in the AFC? Who's number one in the NFC? Also, we'll get to more games as we get you ready for Week 12 of the NFL. All that coming up next is word for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have a great Thanksgiving, because Big Baller is.
All right, good evening, everyone. Rich Hornberg, Arnie Spanier here on Fox Sports Radio. In for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon.
Okay, Daddy's home.
By the way, are you a Hallmark Channel guy there, Rich Hornberger?
Yeah, I could be convinced to sit down and watch a Hallmark movie now and again, but I wouldn't say I'm a movie snob. But I really appreciate like high level acting. I love when you're watching a DiCaprio, you know, with a great script, or a De Niro, any Scorsese flick, I'll give a look. Even like Bill Murray in a Wes Anderson film, like those kind of quirky. Like I said, I'm not a snob. I'll watch a Hallmark movie, but. If given my choice, I'm going to watch something with a little substance, a little bravado.
I'm up here in Vermont, so I'm trying to get myself into one of those Hallmark movies, you know, where like falling in love in Vermont. I want to play like the lumberjack innkeeper with the black and red checkered,
the flannel
shirt. Yeah, the flannel, walking around with an axe. And they said, hey, Bob, we need that tree cut down. And I say, right away, ma'am. And, that type of thing.
You get like, you get attacked by like a coyote and just narrowly survive it. And then all of a sudden she's nursing you to health. You guys take a walk. First kiss is on the bridge.
Like Misery, right? That was a great movie.
Oh my gosh.
That was an awesome movie. By the way, since you bring up all those actors, when I worked locally in LA, when Chick Hearn passed away, we called. I mean, it was one of the one times I decided to call the actors that were big Laker fans. We called Denzel Washington. We called Diane Cannon, obviously, who was a big Laker fan. A lot of people might not remember her. And we called Jack.
Yeah.
And Jack called back within hours to come on the show and talk about Chick Hearn. Denzel Washington apologized because he couldn't get back to the next day.
Right.
They were fantastic. And I mean, they're diehard sports fans, as you know, Rich. Actors are diehard sports fans. You know?
That's right. Yeah, I forget what game. It was like a random, maybe San Francisco Giants game that Tom Cruise showed up for.
Get out of here.
This past season, yeah, it was either the Giants or the A's or the Mariners. It was like some random game. If you search in your Twitter search, you write Tom Cruise baseball game, it'll pop up, and he sat down, and people are like, who are you rooting for, Tom? Like, what the hell are you doing here? He's just like, I just enjoy a good baseball match. You know,
yeah,
it's
sure
just
you
so
do, yeah.
strange.
A good baseball match. I like that. That absolutely cracked. I love that. That's too funny. All right, a couple things I want to get to. Like I said, if you want to jump in at Orenberger, I'm at Stinking Genius One. Real quick, because we've getting a lot of tweets. Bad job by me trying to keep up with all of them out here. LJ says, hey, I need you to change your tone regarding New England. You've been wrong time and time again. Yeah, I said they were going to have 5 wins the whole year and be 5-12. So I've been wrong about that. Though I did like Mac Jones, I'm still not believing that New England's a Super Bowl contender. I'm even shocked that they're in first place in their division. I don't know if that's because they're looking good, Rich, or maybe I'm disappointed at the Buffalo Bills, but I'm not buying into the Patriots right now, Rich.
I understand, although I will say this. I trust culture over just about anything else. When you have a tip, belief is where it starts, right? When you're in a locker room and you're looking at your buddies and everybody thinks they're great, you know, underneath the facade, because there are things that you do, you sort of hype yourself up and maybe you can fake it until you make it. But underneath it all, everybody knows where you're really at as an organization or a franchise or a team. Like you know that if you're overdoing it, you know if you're underdoing it. I think if you look at the Patriots this season, I think they were probably right where they deserved to be in terms of their record through the first 6 games, you know? They got beat by the Dolphins, good defense. Again, Brian Flores, former coach with the Patriots. Nobody knows what McDaniels wants to do offensively better than a guy who coached against him in practice all those years. You know, they lose to the Saints. Good football team, you know, they still had a healthy starting quarterback at the time. Buccaneers loss. You earn that loss. Cowboys win their role. You earn that loss. I mean, there are some, I don't want to say they were good losses, but those are losses that make sense with a developing quarterback and a team still trying to find its identity. But they've really turned on the afterburners in the latter half of this schedule. They've beaten all the teams they're supposed to, and they also won a tough one against the Chargers on the road.
Let me ask you this, because the Titans are coming off a week where they lost to the Texans. How do you lose to a team with 1 win? Now, does that have any ill effects from weeks on out, or is that immediately forgotten when you get on the plane and you head on home? Because that was a horrible loss, and now they got to get their act together and play the Patriots.
This is a head-scratching team a little bit, because, you know, if you look at the 3 losses, their opener was at home against the Cardinals, and they lost that one, and you understand why. I mean, the Cardinals offensively, it's really solid team. But Cardinals did a better job defensively, really held Derrick Henry to his lowest total on the year that game. But then you look at, they lost to the Jets and the Texans. Those are the other 2 losses. You know, one on the road in New York, and maybe you can make the argument, okay, maybe it's a long travel. Not really. I mean, Tennessee geographically isn't that far from New York. And then, you know, to the Texans, like you mentioned.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's confounding how you could find a way to lose to those 2 franchises this year especially. So you go on the road to Foxborough. The Patriots, oddly enough, for as much success as they had this year, they're only 2-4 at home. Usually Foxborough is a house of horrors for teams visiting them. They were winless at home through their first 4 home games, and they finally started putting that back together a little bit here recently. I'm sure the spread favors the Patriots, you know, by probably a touchdown, if I were to guess, but like, this is going to be a battle. Well, I think whoever wins this game, again, you want to talk about an earned win or an earned loss. I think this is going to be a tight game all the way down the wire.
Who is the best team right now in the AFC? Who would you say is the favorite right now?
I mean, you're going to hate this answer, but I think the scariest team in the AFC, bar none, are the New England Patriots.
Oh, no.
I mean, the way they get after quarterbacks, the offense is improving. They got two running backs right now.
So not the Chiefs.
I need to become way more consistent on defense for me to trust that the Chiefs can do what they did last week.
19-9 last week against, you know, Dallas.
Really good. Really good. Dallas wasn't healthy on the offensive line. It was a great day for a pass rush that finally got, you know, their full complement together. Frank Clark at his natural position. Jones at his natural position. I mean, that's as good as that defense can play. I mean, I think we can all agree there. But yeah, I put the Patriots. That is the team that if you're asking every single coach in that conference, like, which team scares you the most? Which one off? You play anybody, who scares you the most? And I think most of them say the Patriots right now. Plus, they're the hottest team going. 5 straight wins.
All right, then who's the best team in the NFC? And we could say, first of all, Cardinals have lost their quarterback for 3 straight games.
Yep.
Tampa had a couple bad losses there. One of them, I believe, to Washington. Green Bay, I mean, you got Aaron Rodgers, but you're still 8-3. And Dallas, I would have maybe put up there, but I haven't liked the way they looked 2 of the last 3 weeks. Who are the best teams in the NFC?
Well, I would put Tampa Bay at the top of my list. And even though their record says differently, you know, while it's more qualitative, my review of the Patriots, it just feels like, you know, they're the hottest team right now, tons of momentum, Mac Jones's development. Those are things that don't necessarily show up in the stat line with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, it's quantitative. You know, you look at this offense, they have the second most in the league yards per game. They have the first in passing offense. They have the first in points scored per game. Their defense is first in rushing yards allowed per game. They got the 8th overall defense. I mean, they're top of the board in all the statistical categories that matter. They've got a +5 turnover differential. That's good for the top 10. I mean, like, if you look at a team and you say, okay, they're really built to win and they're playing like it, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I see no weak spot on their roster. They've got the best quarterback in the league, arguably. And so it's them until proven otherwise.
Oh, it might be that way. At Ohrenberger, I'm at Stinking Genius One. We'll come back. Let's start taking a look at Week 12. It starts tomorrow. We'll go through some of the games, and then you'll get our picks coming up at 45 past the hour.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Of course, he's Rich Hornberger. I'm Arnie Spanier, in for Jason Smith and his best friend Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. Just take a look at some of the other games. And you mentioned Tampa, still the team to beat in the NFC, Rich. But are you going to feel the same way if they lose to Indianapolis, who, by the way, looked real good last week? Taylor is just a monster out there at the running back position. And even though Tampa's a three-point favorite, they could easily lose this game to a surging Colts team. Monster game for the Colts. They're two games behind the Titans, and the Titans are on the road taking on the Patriots, as we brought up. They can get to within one game. Big game in this one. Tampa and the Colts. I like Tampa in this game.
I like Tampa in this game, too. Home game for the Colts. And you know what actually is an under-discussed part of this season? And I mean the season as a whole, because, again, a lot goes on during the course of a season and storylines, you know, spring up left and right. And I think Jonathan Taylor is going to obviously, and rightfully so, steal the thunder for this Colts offense. But how about Carson Wentz? Oh. How about Carson Wentz? I mean, he went from an absolutely abysmal 2020 season. I mean, to the point where the Philadelphia Eagles brass were like, just get rid of him. Just whatever we can get for him. Conditional picks, fine. Just get rid of him. We don't need, we have no use for him here. And he goes to Indianapolis with Frank Reich, who's truly a quarterback whisperer.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's thrown for, you know, close to 2,500 yards in as many games as he's played last year. 18 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. And he's had some bad moments. There's no question. All quarterbacks do. But, I mean, the sum total on the season is, this is the comeback player of the year, in my opinion. I mean, he was left on the scrap heap, and then they've turned this, you know, this iron pyrite into gold. Like, you know, Frank Wright has struck rich bringing this quarterback into a system and sort of grooming him back into, I wouldn't say MVP form like he was on the Philadelphia Eagles season where they ended up beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, he's really rebuilt himself in Indianapolis.
Oh, absolutely. But then again, with that being said, you can't lose this game at home and go back to 6-6, even if it is Tampa. Then you have no way of winning the division. You got to rely on a wild card. That could still happen, but it's going to be tough. Now, another big game is Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, Ben Roethlisberger is done in Pittsburgh, but is there a chance he goes to another team next year? And this one, if Pittsburgh loses, I think it's OVER for them.
Yeah.
As for a playoff spot, even though they're 500, they'll still be in the thick of things. I don't like the way they look. And this is kind of a big game for Cincinnati. They had to beat Vegas last week. They were 5-4. They get the win. They go to 6-4. They've got to keep the momentum going there, Rich.
Yeah, yeah. I look at the Bengals as one of those teams that could start really gaining respect in the AFC again real soon here, especially if they could get this win against the Steelers. But on the first point you made about Big Ben, I mean, look, if we're all being honest with each other, when him and Pouncey were sitting on the bench after that loss to the Browns, you know, in the postseason last year. I mean, that should have been it. You know, I mean, they should have walked off that field together and Pouncey retired. And it's almost like Ben was walking behind him out that door and just decided to shut it instead of going with Pouncey and stayed around. And it's like, what are we doing here? I mean, this does feel like the end of the road. Now, I'm not saying it's Mason Rudolph's team. And who knows, maybe he even did the Steelers a favor, because I don't think that they would have as many wins with Rudolph as they would with Big Ben, but maybe they would have drafted differently. Maybe they would have looked at everything differently if Ben decided to retire at the end of last season. But I don't think he plays for another team. I think he's going to call it a career after this season wraps up.
Well, very possibly. I think that he's not going to play for Pittsburgh next year, but I'm 50-50 on if he does go to another team. So we're kind of curious to see what happens there. All right. Well, can't believe we're in the final segment of a four-hour show.
Jeez.
You want to get in at Ornberger. I'm at Stink of Genius One. Time for our picks. And we have somebody betting big on the Masters on Tiger Woods. We'll explain all that coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Wow, the show just flew on by on a busy Wednesday night. Rich Ornberger, Arnie Spanier, one final segment for Jason Smith and his best friend Mike Harmon. All right, Rich, we got to get to our picks. Give us a little music, put us in the mood, and before we get to our college or NFL picks, one that I sent you earlier today, somebody bet plus 10,000, which is what, 100-1, that Tiger Woods would win the 2022 Masters. Now, he bet $1,046.
Wow.
If he wins, he'll get back $105,646. So that's 100-1, right?
That is...
Yeah, 100-1.
That is... Yeah, that's right. No, is it 100-1? 1,000-1. 1,000-1 odds.
1,000, 10,000, 100,000.
Right, because he's...
got a couple zeros.
Plus 10,000, yeah, because that's based on a $100 bet. That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's crazy money.
We don't even know if he's going to play.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm curious about that bet. Like, if Tiger Woods doesn't even... I mean, look, he's invited. It's the Masters. Any former champ gets invited back. But if he doesn't even, if he isn't in the field, do you think that money is recouped?
He may get that. He may get the original bet back, yeah, if he's not in the field. But if he's in the field, I mean, come on now. There's no chance he's going to win this thing, right?
I mean, there's a chance he doesn't, you know, spend the rest of his life walking with a limp, you know, let alone winning the Masters. I mean, that was a horrific, gruesome car accident, and the description of the injuries, I mean, they were life-threatening, for crying out loud. So, yeah, there's no way that money comes home.
All right, let's get right to a little football. Let's go to college, where on Friday, I believe, Cincinnati, all eyes are on Cincinnati, going to be on the road against my East Carolina Pirates. I'm an honorary Pirate. Cincinnati's a 14-point favorite. East Carolina's a good team. I'm wondering, can they trip them up? I don't want the 14. I don't need the 14. I'll take the 14. Give me East Carolina to beat Cincinnati.
No, come on. Cincinnati.
I want them to lose so bad there, Rich. I want them to lose so bad.
Cincinnati has been pounding recent opponents into the dust. And Eastern Carolina, I realize it's a road visit, but no. I mean, they cover up the 14 and then some.
Wow.
I got the Bearcats rolling on the road.
All right, Ohio State going to take out Michigan. Ohio State opened up as a 6-point favorite. Now up to 8. I'm taking Michigan plus the 8. I think they can win the game, even though they're 1-11 in games they're underdog at, to pull out the victory outright. They're just not doing it. I'm thinking they keep this one close at home. The fans are in a frenzy, and it comes down to a field goal. Give me Michigan plus the 8.
Okay, over the last 2 weeks, Ohio State has outscored opponents 113-38.
Wow.
Wow. Again, another one of those games where... You know, offense, especially these days in college football, you know, it's irrefutable. Spread offenses, you get all those athletes in space, and you win that way these days. I don't think Michigan can hang. I'm taking Ohio State and covering.
I'm all over the dogs, which means I'm going to go ahead and take Auburn plus the 19.5 against Alabama. I'm going strictly on the points on this one. Yeah. That's way too many. Alabama hasn't beaten teams by a whole heck of a lot. Arkansas by 7. LSU by, I think, like 6. Give me Auburn plus the 19.5.
You know, I agree with you. This is our first consensus. I do think that upon further review, Alabama has, I wouldn't say stumbled outside of the visit to A&M against the Aggies, but they have played tighter against inferior opponents throughout their schedule. I think this game is no different. Too many points. I think Auburn covers the points given, which is damn near 20.
NFL tomorrow, Lions win the first game of the year. Don't want the 3, don't need the 3. I'll take the 3. Lions to beat the Bears.
Again, another consensus. Bears, they've got a season on the brink. They got Nagy, who's been rumored to lose his job regardless of result after this game. I got Detroit outright winners.
Love the Cowboys laying 7.5 against the Raiders. I think the Raiders are in shambles. I could see this being like a 42-14 game.
I agree with you there as well. So the Cowboys, they got this guy named Micah Parsons who's just tormenting opposing quarterbacks. He's been on a roll lately. I think that he overwhelms the Raiders' offensive line. Raiders, they're also bad on third down, not just offensively, but defensively as well. Cowboys' offense gets better against the Raiders' D. I got the Cowboys covering those 7.
Don't trust the Bills. They don't look so good the last couple of weeks. And now you want me to go ahead and lay 6.5 on the road against the Saints? I know the Saints have certainly been iffy. Can't do it. Give me the Saints plus 6.5.
No. This is a liar's line. Bills covering up the 6.5. No, wow. Alvin Kamara for the Saints. Trevor Siemian's your starting quarterback. Get lost. New Orleans. That's because it's going to be a loss and a big one.
All right, got to wrap things up. Quick show today. Thanks to our producers, Justin, and, of course, Little Ricky. Alex Teichert, of course, our technical director. To Sager on the updates. Thanks to Jason Smith and Mike Harmon for letting us fill in. Thanks to my partner, Rich Orenberger. You got tons of fill in, don't you, Rich? So
yeah, we got work to do.
Yeah, we got work to do. Big Ben Maller coming up next with the Maller Militia. Stick around for that right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Have a great Thanksgiving, because Big Baller is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.